headphones blaring our podcast. Nothing is sweeter than Swiftcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 124 of Swiftcast. This is Adam.
Ashley.
Steph.
Ashley.
And Nate.
And we have a little bit of a mini episode for you this week. We'll do our usual segments, older tweets, Swifty problems, tell you about the news, give you a little update about what's been happening at the recent shows. But first, we want to just start out with, we are recording this right as Ryan Adams' cover of the album 1989 is about to be released. And I think some people have heard it already because Taylor has been retweeting some media people who have listened to it. And you can tell that she is super excited about it, and we can't wait to hear it either. We'll be able to hear it coming up very soon.
Yeah, I know I'm not going to like this as much as 1989 because there is only one Taylor Swift, as we all know. But, you know, Taylor will get royalties and things for downloads from this, so I'm probably going to download it because obviously Taylor needs more of my money, right? But some of the previews that Taylor shared with us over the past few, I feel like it's been months now, right? That we've known about this?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
They've been really interesting, so it will be neat to see a completely different perspective on the songs on 1989.
I feel like just with everything that's been going on with her copyright and YouTube videos getting taken down and stuff, it's a really big deal that she allowed somebody the rights to reproduce the entire album.
It really is, yeah. She obviously has a great deal of respect for Ryan Adams and is really excited about this.
Well, hopefully we'll all have a chance to listen to it this week and we can talk about some of our impressions of it on next week's episode.
And you guys should let us know what you think, what your favorite songs are. I was reading some articles about how crazy Bad Blood is, so I'm excited to hear that one. I'm not sure how he did it. I haven't even heard any previews yet.
It kind of just shows, too, how Taylor's songs can be relatable to anybody.
Any genre, any artist. Yeah.
Well, you guys can go check that out. As of now, as this episode has been released, it is available for you to download on iTunes. But for now, let's go back and look at some older tweets from September of previous years.
I was getting very emotional as I was looking up all of these tweets this week. And you will see why. The first tweet was from September 13th, 2009. Taylor tweeted, "About to get on a pretty plane with my bandmates after playing the most unreal, unforgettable hometown Nashville show. I love this." And this was the Fearless show in Nashville at what's now the Bridgestone Arena. It used to be called the Summit Center.
Really? I didn't know it was called the Summit Center.
I just learned this tonight, actually. I didn't know.
Well, on September 13th, 2009, that same day, Taylor also tweeted, "I still can't believe Faith Hill came out and sang a song with me last night."
I might have known that this happened, but I forgot all about it. And when I saw this tweet, I was just like, take me back.
What song did they end up singing together?
"The Way You Love Me."
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, Ashley, you put up the YouTube video and we watched it earlier, and it was a really good duet.
Isn't that the same song she just sang in the car with Haim? Or that was This Kiss?
No, I think that was This Kiss.
Yeah, that was This Kiss.
Oh yeah, it was This Kiss.
Another classic.
Our next one is from September 14th, 2010. Taylor tweeted, "Just saw Easy A. Easily, definitely, absolutely my new favorite movie."
And of course Emma Stone was starring in that movie, and I'm pretty sure that was the whole reason she went to see that.
Yeah, it feels like just yesterday she was at the premiere with Emma for that movie.
That's definitely one of my favorite movies.
I feel like she hasn't been seen with Emma Stone lately at all.
No, last summer Emma came to Rhode Island at least once.
Did Taylor not go to one of her shows? Isn't she doing like Cabaret or something like that?
Oh yeah, Taylor went to see Cabaret.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
That might have been in 2014 too, or early this year. I can't remember.
Well, our next one comes from September 17th, 2011, and she tweets, Nashville, Night One. What a beautiful crowd. And thank you to Haley Williams and Ronnie Dunn for coming out and singing / being awesome.
Seems like all the Nashville shows are always around this time of year.
They always are, yeah. Mid-September.
They are.
That would have been really cool seeing Haley Williams and Ronnie Dunn, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised that since then she hasn't had Paramore at all, has she?
No, but I think some people are speculating it might happen at these upcoming Nashville shows.
Hmm.
Oh, you took my What Would Taylor Do?
Oh. Well, we know that she is open to repeat guests, so I think it's possible for sure, especially since she was in the Bad Blood video.
The next one comes from the next night, September 18th of 2011. Thank you, Nashville, for an unforgettable night. Thank you, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, and Andy Grammer for joining me on stage. That was crazy.
Andy!
Our BFF.
Yeah, if you missed it, you can go back between episodes 122 and 123. We released a very special edition episode where we were able to interview Andy Grammer.
I'm so glad we got to do that. He was the coolest guy.
So cool. And at that show, they sang Keep Your Head Up, which is a great song. And can you imagine Tim McGraw and Kenny and Andy? Wow.
She's never had three guests in one show yet, has she? Oh, no, I guess she did in L.A., technically.
Well, yeah.
But not three musical guests, though.
Yeah, not three musical. I was going to say it depends if you count people who walk during style.
Well, the next one is from September 18th of 2012, and Steph will like this one. Taylor tweeted, 1, Hanson covered We're Never Getting Back Together. 2, I didn't just watch the video of it 8 times in a row. 3, 2 might be a lie.
Ashley knows that my first obsession was Hanson when I was very young.
Whose wasn't?
Exactly. Who? Yeah. They're fantastic. And they write their own songs just like Taylor. And my dream is for them to join Taylor. I'm sure it will happen at some show when I'm not there. Like maybe in Tulsa or something.
I mean, Avril Lavigne was such a throwback performance. I feel like she could definitely perform Mbop.
I would just die.
Oh, definitely.
Just dead.
We all have that one person that if Taylor brings them out, we're not going to be okay. And mine was Lorde.
And you missed it. That's not fair.
Missed it by one show. That's my life.
Our next one is from September 19th of 2013. And Taylor tweeted, Nashville tonight, Nashville tonight, Nashville tonight, Nashville tonight. And then finally, in all caps, Nashville tonight.
That was the first Nashville show, if I'm not mistaken.
It was.
Those were three great shows for the Red Tour.
Oh, yeah, they were. Totally.
Great guests. Luke Bryan, Rascal Flatts, Hunter Hayes. And we were all there. It was crazy.
Our next one comes from September 15th, 2014. Taylor tweeted, can someone please invent an app that tells me where I can get the food that I smell in the air? # New York. There are definitely a lot of good food places in New York City.
There are a lot of interesting smells in New York, that's for sure. So our next one comes from September 18th of last year. And Taylor tweets, how was I to know, upon writing it, that a bird would one day rage this hard to shake it off?
That was a funny video.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was a year ago.
Already.
There were so many good ones from that week of last year, because it was a very busy time, but that bird one was my favorite, so I put it in.
And also, just a quick note, today, the day we're recording, is the one-year anniversary of the first time that people heard 1989. It was the LA Secret Session.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Whoa.
Doesn't feel like it's been a year.
And you know, 1989 is still in the top 10. This album has been out for almost a year. It's still in the top 10.
I remember Ashley and I were at iHeartRadio Night 2 in Vegas, just sitting there seeing all these tweets of people saying they were leaving Taylor's house and heard the album. And we were like, what? What? What is happening?
We were so dumbfounded. We were like, I don't understand just what's going on.
That was the craziest thing, because nobody would ever do that except for Taylor.
It didn't seem real.
Well, let's move on to some of our news with Keeping Up with Swift. And the first one comes from Europe. Taylor has been nominated for 9 MTV Europe Music Awards. So I think that's similar to like the MTV VMAs, which just happened here in the United States, but this is over in Europe. And the 9 nominations she has are Best Song for Bad Blood, Best Pop, meaning Best Pop Act, Best Female, Best Live Act, Best Video for Bad Blood, Best Collaboration for Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar, Biggest Fans, Best Look, and Best U.S. Act.
All of them. Easy. She'll win all of them.
Our next piece of news is a recap of the recent show in Indianapolis. Taylor played one show there on Wednesday, September 16th, and kind of surprisingly, to me at least, there was a special guest, which arena shows, when there's only one, usually don't have one, but she brought the band Perry, and they sang If I Die Young, and it was just really awesome, since they're also on Big Machine, and just anytime she brings out a country act, it's really cool.
Yeah, I was shocked, because I thought the theme of this tour was that guests were more for stadiums or huge arenas like Staples Center, Bridgestone. So I really did not expect a guest at all. But the band Perry is really cool.
I was very upset that I did not go.
It's just such a big song that everyone in the arena, even if there were, you know, kids with their parents there, the parents definitely would enjoy it too. So the entire thing, everyone in that arena would know that song.
Well, Taylor had more surprises this past week. She was in Columbus for 2 nights on the 17th and 18th. And on September 17th, she sang Red as the secret song for the first time ever.
Booyah! And Steph and I were both there, and it was awesome. And we were shocked. And the arena lit up red with the wristbands, and it was amazing.
And they also turned blue and gray.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Can you believe that? That was so crazy.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Oh, man, that was so cool. I was shocked that she sang Red.
I was shocked. And what was the coolest part about it was that every single person in that arena knew every word to that song. And Taylor was just so shocked because she's Taylor. And that's what she just doesn't understand, that we know every word to all of her songs. And she should sing all of them because we know all of them. But she just kept saying, that song has so many words in it. How did you guys know all the words? And then she inducted us into the Hall of Fame of crowds because we were screaming so loud after that song. But I just couldn't get over how shocked she was that we knew the words. Of course we know the words.
Of course we do. It was the name of the album and it was a single.
Yeah, it's the title track.
It was pretty big on country radio.
Yeah, but I wish she realized that people aren't just there for 1989. We love 1989. It's a great album. But mm-hmm. we also love these throwback songs. It would be cool to get other mm-hmm. more obscure songs, I guess. Even though Red's not really obscure.
Right. But it definitely is for this tour. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think we've all been kind of talking about how it's usually You Belong With Me or 15. Mean sometimes.
I feel like her singing Red is only slightly less obscure than All Too Well. Like, I was very surprised about both.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have loved to be there for All Too Well.
Oh, yes. If only we could all go to LA. That's where that was. But there are so many good ones. I would love even if she would go back to the first album, Tim McGraw, Should Have Said No. Mm-hmm. So does anyone think that Taylor will continue with this trend of doing, even though, like we said, Red isn't really that obscure, do you think she'll keep varying it up a little bit?
I hope she does. I mean, especially for us concert goers who go to, you know, a bazillion shows, you know, it's nice to hear, you know, of course, you know, You Belong With Me and 15 and things like that. But at the same time, we, the diehard fans especially, know that that segment of the show is supposed to be really special. And if, you know, of course, if we hear it a million times, no offense to you, Taylor, or anything, but just gets, you know, a little bit old. We'd like to hear something different. That's all.
I saw online, and I don't want to say this is true because I don't know, but it seemed like people were saying that Taylor told a fan in a meet and greet that she's not really taking song requests anymore.
Oh, really? I don't know if that's true.
I also know that somebody in Columbus Night 1 requested Ours at the meet and greet, but she still sang Red, so I don't know. I mean, I know she likes to take people's requests when she can, but she must get so many that it's hard to make a decision.
Ours would be good. I haven't heard that in a long time.
That would be awesome.
And hasn't she said in the past that she likes to sing familiar songs because she wants to sing things that people know the words to?
Yeah, and that's why if she was shocked that we know the words to Red, then shouldn't she be realizing we know the words to all the songs?
I mean, I really think it's getting to the point where in a crowd, 75 to 80% of the people know all her songs, and then some people are just catching on, but most people know most of them, if not all of them.
Mm-hmm. I thought I heard a story that somebody asked her to sing Come Back, Be Here, and she said, people won't know the words to that, so no.
I heard that too, yeah. I mean, I think she worries about that.
But we would know the words to that.
I bet she's thinking back to when she played Hey Steven on the Red Tour and nobody knew it in that crowd.
Which is crazy.
I hope not.
So whoever that crowd was, congratulations, you ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
But I'm sure the people who are listening to us, if they were in that crowd, did know the words. So we're not blaming you, we're blaming the people who didn't know the words.
See, the other thing to think about, though, too, it's just one song out of this massive set list that she has. Even if they are only there for 1989, to hear one song that maybe they're unfamiliar with or, you know, they've only heard a couple times or whatever, it's not going to discourage them from coming to the next show or, like, buying her next album or anything like that.
If anything, it'll make them think, huh, maybe I should go buy that song if I haven't already.
Exactly, yeah. Like, oh, wow, like, cool. Like, oh, there's more music of hers I need to check out. Like,
exactly, yeah. If she ever did something like Come Back, Be Here, the people who do know the words would be on the floor, dead, probably. She's never sang that song.
I don't think I would get off the floor for the rest of the show.
She's just afraid of the entire arena dying.
And then she probably would say, oh, nobody knows the words, I shouldn't have done that. But then she would see everybody just sprawled out on the floor.
I think the ultimate fall on the floor song would be The Moment I Knew.
Oh, yes. Wow, we've never heard that.
That would be cool.
Nope, never.
I really thought she would have played it at some point on the Red Tour.
So did I. I really did.
I don't know. When she did All Too Well in L.A., I expected that every night in L.A. was going to have a crazy surprise song, but then the rest of them didn't.
Yeah, I think maybe Taylor's just at the point where she has too many hits, and I guess it's a good problem to have. You what can't fit them all in there.
Yeah.
And You Belong With Me was a huge song, so she's been trying to fit it in a lot, I guess.
I think she still needs to bring back Wonderland.
Wonderland, yeah.
Yeah, I never got to hear it.
Really? You never did? Yeah.
No. And honestly, at this point, I'm starting to miss You Are In Love.
Yeah, it's been a long time for both of those songs.
And All You Had to Do Was Stay. That was such a good song.
And This Love.
I can't even talk about it.
It's just heartbreaking.
Oh, to know the reasoning behind all of this. It would be so interesting to know.
Somebody needs to ask her why she cut those songs.
Yeah, somebody should ask her. I wonder what her reply would be.
I think it would be an uninteresting answer, like, we just don't have enough time at night to play all these songs.
Yeah, something like that.
But they did.
Maybe they had problems with getting the trucks loaded up on time.
Mm-hmm. Which that could be.
Maybe the smoke was too expensive.
Oh, I learned the other day, it's not smoke, it's water vapor. Did you guys know that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I guess it's just water and everything gets wet.
Really? Does the stage get wet then?
I don't know if the stage does. I was talking to this girl on the pit line, and she said that she was right up against the catwalk, and she like hung up her shirt or her bag or something on the railing, and she was right next to one of the, you know, these steam plumes or whatever. Anyway, it just like got her completely drenched, and her shirt or her bag or whatever she had hanging up on the railing just got completely soaked.
Wow. I guess hopefully Taylor won't slip if the stage does get wet somehow. I never see them cleaning it up or anything.
Yeah.
But We may never know what happened with the set list. I'm still sitting here wondering why Stay, Stay, Stay was cut on the Red Tour. So.
I know. I'm going to ask that question the rest of my life.
It's hard enough to cope with one song being cut, let alone two.
Oh, I know. Seriously.
Especially to go from the excitement of Taylor is playing the entire album except for one song.
Oh, I know.
Because she would alternate between Wonderland and You Were in Love. And now it's like, oh, really, four songs are gone when you think about it.
Sad.
I miss the like crowd interaction she had with You Were in Love.
That was good. The echoing.
The echoing, yep.
The echo, you know, silence back to her.
R.I.P.
To all of those songs.
Can we talk about Night 2 Columbus?
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. Now, unfortunately, Steph was not there. It was just me there. So I was one of those, you know, weirdos just like walking around the venue. I was getting a lot of weird looks, but I didn't care. You know, I still knew some people there and stuff, but I wasn't sitting with anyone that I knew. But anyway, it was really cool because Taylor ended up bringing out Sydney Sirota from Echo Smith again, like for the tour. It was her second time out that she had been a special guest for the 1989 tour. And they sang Cool Kids again, which I was surprised about because I thought maybe they'd sing Bright this time. But either way, it was still awesome, and it was really cool, and yeah, did a great job. I was very surprised it was her, really, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, Taylor was introducing her. She's like, and this person is, she had a hit song last year. I know you guys all know the words to this song. I'm like, and I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm like, I don't know who this could possibly be. And then, of course, it was Sydney Sirota again, so. I'm like, oh. But I was really jazzed, because I wish I was in Philly when she actually came out. The first time, so.
I missed her in Philly. I was like Nate. I went to Philly by myself, the weirdo who didn't have anyone with them. But I was there when Rachel Platten was there, so I missed Cool Kids, and now I missed it again by one night in Columbus. But I'm with you, Nate. I thought they should have done Bright.
Yeah, which I was surprised about, because that's their more recent hit, especially right now, it being on the radio and not Cool Kids, so.
And everyone thinks that Bright sounds like a song Taylor would have written.
Totally, yeah, totally.
It's such a great song.
It is.
And with both of them on guitar or something, that would be really cool.
Oh, that would have been really cool, yeah.
Maybe she'll come out as third time guest.
Just get her one more time.
So what was the secret song for Night 2?
Oh, the secret song for Night 2 was You Belong With Me, to no surprise. But it was still cool, because I always really like that song. That is still one of my favorites of Taylor's, so. And I always enjoy the acoustic-y version of it, so.
So was the crowd louder on Night 2 or Night 1?
Oh, Night 1 for sure.
Oh.
For Red? Oh, totally. Though, we did have another screaming fit after she sang You Belong With Me, so. But it wasn't quite as good as the first night, so.
Huh, interesting.
So was this the first time that Taylor had the same special guest twice on the tour? Like, has she done this before? Because I don't recall her having, like, the same special guest from previous tours twice in the same tour.
In the same tour? Didn't she have Uzo Aduba out? Didn't she walk Style first and then...
Technically, but yeah, one time she walked Style at MetLife and then she sang at LA. So I don't know if that counts, but I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts either. But yeah, it's interesting. She's having repeat guests.
She's never done that on any other tour, right?
No.
As far as I know, right?
She's had a couple of her model friends walk the runway multiple times.
But that sort of is different.
Yeah, it's interesting though, yeah. It's cool though, maybe, you know, for people who still have shows left, if you really wanted to see someone who's already been out, you never know, they might still come out.
Right.
Petition to bring Lord back out in Tampa.
Every single person who is a guest, come to Tampa.
Bring them all.
Bring everybody.
There are a lot of guests I'm still waiting for, and now I'm thinking maybe they just won't even come. So we'll see.
Well, our next piece of news, Taylor is featured on the cover of Fortune magazine's issue covering the 50 most powerful women.
That's awesome.
So just our last bit of news, just a little fun thing that Taylor tweeted. She ended up tweeting dog struggles and then this video this like 15-second video of these two dogs. The first dog was this little puppy who just like climbed right up on her and was licking her face. And Taylor's like saying these things, these sarcastic things to her mom. And then like the second half of the video just pans to like this Dalmatian, this like massive dog, just like going to town, like licking her face. She's like, like she can't even talk anymore as this dog is just like all up in her business. But anyway, they're really funny. So
I couldn't tell whose dogs those were.
I don't know either. I don't know where she was.
The first one looked like her parents' dog, whose name I forget. And the second dog, I thought it was a really big Great Dane instead of a Dalmatian.
Oh, it might have been a Great Dane, yeah.
I can't remember. And I don't know who she knows who has those kind of dogs.
In the video at the end, I think she said mom or something. So I think they might be, are they Andrew's dogs?
Mm-hmm. It might be.
The first one looked like a dog I've seen Scott with in a photo. I forget the dog's name. This was like years ago. She posted this photo of Scott with this dog on his lap. So I don't know. Maybe she was with her parents and Andrew finally got her to put some clothes on instead of running around in a robe, and now she's being attacked by dogs.
Well, as September winds down, Taylor is still continuing to be very busy with the 1989 World Tour. Coming up on September 21st and 22nd, she'll be in Kansas City at the Sprint Center. Then on the 25th and 26th, she will be in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. And then on the 28th and 29th, she will be in St. Louis at Scott Trade Center. And I was looking at the Wikipedia page of the 1989 World Tour, and I forgot that both Nashville and St. Louis get Haim as an opener.
Yes.
Yes, it's St. Louis is their last dates on the tour.
Yep.
So lucky.
I'm glad I got to see them at least once.
They're so good.
But for now, let's move into our mini segment, our Swiftie problems that you guys submitted.
Our first submission is from Swiftie XIII, which translates to Swiftie 13, which is kind of cool, on Twitter. When you follow 200 Swifties in one day on Tumblr, and that's daily limits.
Whoops. Our next one is from Vinny on Twitter, and he said, Swiftie problems. Not having Red Tour and 1989 Tour DVD is just like ...
And then he had, with the tweet, a gif of Taylor's performance of Blank Space, where she looks really angry.
Oh, clever, clever. We are with you, though. Hopefully soon.
You still might get the 1989 Tour DVD.
I was just thinking about that the other day, because I'm starting to get worried about how the U.S. leg of this tour is almost over, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I can't hear these songs anymore. But the Speak Now Tour DVD came out around, it was the week of Thanksgiving after the tour ended. So hopefully we'll have information on it soon, if there's going to be one, which there really better be one.
After the outrage that the No Red Tour DVD caused. You know what Taylor should do? She should release the 1989 Tour DVD, and then she should release a 1989 Tour DVD Deluxe Edition. But the Deluxe Edition has a Red Tour bonus disc DVD.
I'm on board with that.
Boom. Double, problem solved.
Double the sales.
See, I said she should do a box set of all of them. Journey to Fearless, totally. Speak Now, Red, and 1989.
Yes. I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
She could sign some of them. That would be incredible.
Oh, God. Don't tell me that.
Well, our last Swiftie problem comes from It's Kimberly K. She says, when you want to exclaim, yes, whale, in non-Taylor-related situations, but don't, because nobody will understand.
So true.
That's still one of the funniest videos.
Somebody posted on Tumblr this photo of Taylor looking angry, and it said, you know, something like, when your mom won't let you buy a 12th 1989 album, and then all these people just added all these replies, and Taylor added a list of probably 10 items, like when something goes out of style, and the one was when it's actually no whale instead of yes whale. It was hilarious.
That was my favorite post ever. from her on Tumblr. Some of the other ones that she added are, "When I don't know places we can hide," "When he doesn't see me in hindsight," "When these hands had to let it go free, but this love did not come back to me," "When we go out of style," "When looking at it now, it all does not seem so simple," "When your mom yells at you to put some damn clothes on when you are quite clearly dressed because robes are clothes." And then the last one was, "No whale."
Oh my god. That's great. That must have been really recent.
And then she goes, "Well, that escalated quickly."
That was great.
Well, thank you for your submissions, and if you would like to have your Swiftie problem read on next week's episode, send us a tweet at SwiftCast13. For now, we have two fashion items for this week, and of course, Nate and I will take care of those.
Oh yeah. So our first one is from Loft 89 in Columbus on the 17th. Unfortunately, I did not get to see this one in person, though she ended up wearing this really cool outfit. Urban Outfitters BDG 4-pocket pin-up corduroy short. $49 regular price, $29 sale price. She paired that with an Office Right on Time black suede platform shoes. 65 euros. Currently out of stock, but on sale also for 36 euros. And then, last but not least, she wore an American Apparel 2x1 rib-long sleeve crop top, which was white. And that is only $32.
And then we have one from last month in L.A. when there was a picture and Taylor was backstage with Alessandra Ambrosio's daughter. And she was wearing Urban Outfitters BDG 4-pocket pinup shorts in printed denim. Regular price $49, on sale for $14.99. And also a Brandy Melville Kenzie top in striped. And that is $20. And as always, thank you to tayswiftstyle.com for tracking down these outfits. And if you want to see pictures and more information, please go to tayswiftstyle.com. Well, no main discussion this week. We kind of went on a little ramble there with some of the secret songs and some of our discussions a little bit earlier. But we wanted to give you a few reminders. If you would go to iTunes and press subscribe, then it will automatically download the latest episode for you. iTunes only shows the last 100 episodes, so if you want to go back and listen to old episodes, you can do that on our website, which is swiftcast13.com. You can find us on Twitter at swiftcast13, on Tumblr, swiftcast13.tumblr.com, instagram.com/theswiftcast13, Facebook.com/theswiftcast, or you can email us at theswiftcast13@gmail.com. So what do you guys think Taylor will do next week?
I have a bad feeling. But, I mean, it's actually a good feeling, but it's bad for us because we won't be there. I think that Ed is going to show up at Nashville on Saturday because...
He
has his Gillette show on Friday, his final one for Multiply, and I'm guessing then he'll probably go back to the UK, so he might as well stop in Nashville on Saturday, which is where the last show of Red was 2 years ago, and I'm not going to be there. None of us are going to be there.
Ashley's going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah. There. I'm sorry. Ashley will be there. So, Ashley, for your sake, I hope he does show up, but I'll be very jealous.
I hope so, too.
I think it will be crazy. I think she's going to have multiple guests in Nashville.
I'm excited.
Do you have any guesses who you will see, Ashley?
I'm thinking maybe Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good guess.
Mm-hmm. I would be shocked if she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I also thought it would be cool if Kenny showed up because Taylor was a guest for him just a few months before the tour started.
That would be cool.
I was also trying to think of other big country songs from this summer, and just because it's Nashville and country music, and I think maybe she will bring out Maddie and Tay to sing that popular song, Girl in a Country Song.
That would be cool. They are on Big Machine.
Oh, I did not know that. Cool.
I don't think this will happen, but I would love to see Taylor perform with Eric Church. I always talk about that funny story how Taylor replaced Eric Church on the Rascal Flatts tour because Eric Church was playing for too long. And when he got fired, he told Taylor, "You have to send me your first gold album when that happens." And of course it did happen. Her debut album went gold. And Taylor actually did send it to him. And I just found out today that that is now on display at the Country Music Hall of Fame. And Taylor wrote a note to him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it would. I think Eric is very underrated as a musician, songwriter, everything. And I think it would be really awesome if they performed together. It's hard to read, but in the Hall of Fame, Taylor wrote, "Eric, thanks for playing too long on the Rascal Flatts tour." And then she wrote, "I sincerely appreciate it." And then she wrote, "Love you, Taylor." It's hard to read, but it's crazy. I want to go to the Hall of Fame now to see that.
Well, on next week's episode, we will let you guys know all the surprises and awesomeness that happens in Nashville over the weekend. But for now, we are out of here, and we will see you next week. This has been Adam.
Ashley.
Steph.
Ashley.
And Nate.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Peace out, Swift Scouts.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SwiftCast. Visit us on the web at theswiftcast.com. The theme song for SwiftCast was written and performed by Sydney and Chuck. SwiftCast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift, Big Machine Label Group, or 13 Management.